Now, another question that I've been asked about a lot is funding, and in particular, funding for Australia. And there's no doubt that at the moment we are facing a long-term issue as a country. Our credit growth in this country is greater than our deposit growth because we're a growing and strong economy. And so that means that our funding task is greater than the domestic capacity to fund us. We have to fund offshore. And of course, we know that our global funding costs are increasing significantly, and they're going to continue to increase, in part because of the volatility overseas, in part because international banks are now starting to lend, and so if they're going to start to lend, they'll start to borrow in their own markets, and in part because the regulation internationally is causing those banks to have to hold more liquid assets and to term out their debt. So the competition for international long-term debt is tough, and that will keep rates internationally high. On the other hand, looking at the impact of regulation locally, as Ralph has said, I think there's been some very good work done, and while we're not through the entire regulatory thing, it's clear that in Australia we will be able to manage that regulation, although over time we will certainly have to continue building up our liquid assets, and that means that we'll have to continue funding more. In Australia, rather uniquely, home loans, all of our home loans, are on bank balance sheets. Now, that's quite different to what other financial systems have. We don't have the active securitisation markets or some of the other methods of taking home loans off balance sheet that other countries do. And so our balance sheets do look different. But Australia itself as a country remains an extremely attractive investment proposition. We're a strong, fast-growing economy tapped into Asia, and we are going to, as a country, continue to attract both equity and debt investment. It's just a question of how that will come through. In the meantime, the Australian banks are very well regarded internationally. CBA, like its peers, has had a step change in funding costs, but our access to debt markets, internationally and locally, remains extremely strong. We're very well regarded internationally, and as you know, we've retained our AA stable rating. We continue to manage our treasury operations in a prudent manner, which means that we strive to have as diversified a funding profile as we can. We are continuing to extend our term maturity, and we're pre-funding to ensure that when there's the volatility that there was, for example, in the last quarter, we don't have to go out and fund at the most ridiculously high rates. At year end, we've got about $14 billion pre-funded towards this current year. And particularly, we are working very collaboratively with the ABA, with Treasury, and with regulators on these systemic issues for Australia, and I'm confident that they will be addressed appropriately. Let's turn then to the funding and what's happened for the year. Well, what this chart shows you is a few things. Firstly, that almost all of our funding needed to fund our asset growth came from deposits this year, $26 billion of additional deposits. Wholesale funding, in fact, in aggregate, only accounted for $3 billion of our funding. However, what you can see under there is a significant shift from short-term wholesale funding into long-term. Now, this is a prudent measure to ensure that we have long, stable funding, but it comes at a significant cost. And you can see from the graph below the bars that we're effectively replacing cheap old short-term debt with much more expensive long-term debt, and that carries with it a cost. If we look at what's happened to funding as a whole, our new funding this year was at an average tenor of 5 years, and that's increased our total long-term debt tenor to 3.8 years, up from 3.6 years at the beginning of this year. At the same time, retail deposits or consumer deposits now account for 58% of our total funding, up from 56%. And we're keeping increasing our liquid asset holdings.